It's time for another Carbon County School District update. And joining us in the studio today, we have Jimmy Parker. He is the site coordinator for the Rising Raptors at Creekview Elementary. And we're going to talk about some very unique opportunities that the kids at Creekview Elementary get because of the Rising Raptors program. First off, Jimmy, a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Rising Raptors. And maybe for someone who is unfamiliar about what it is you guys do, kind of explain to me this program in general.
So we're after school program. We are in our second year. We provide opportunities for kids of ages from kindergarten through fifth grade, and we do different activities. We are a program that is funded through an intergenerational poverty grant, and we're supported by DWS as well as child care licensing. So had to get those plugs in there. But we are a program that provides opportunities for kids. For example, tomorrow, actually, we are traveling up to Salt Lake to participate in a program called NBA Math Hoops, which is in association with the National Basketball Association and the Utah Jazz, where we will play a math game. We have 14 kids that would be representing Creekview Elementary, and they will participate in a tournament with other kids throughout the state of Utah, where they'll be able to use their math skills to play a game that uses also the statistics of current NBA players. So it's an exciting time for us this time of year. We also provide opportunities on our day-to-day basis. We are a program that is in each of the elementary schools in Carbon County, and we provide them with opportunities to learn hands-on and kind of an extension of our teachers in their classroom. We kind of get to do the hands-on fun stuff. So it's a pretty exciting time. We are, I like to say, are a fun-based program with an education purpose.
So how many kids in general participate in this program? I mean, you talked about 14 kids getting to go up to Salt Lake to participate in the NBA project, but at the same time, how many kids do you guys actually, I guess, give a place to go after school and learn some new things?
Well, on average, in each of the schools, we average anywhere from 20 to 30. I think Castle Heights Elementary actually has closer to 40. So we service quite a few kids. We give everybody the opportunity to apply for the program. We'll be having applications come up for next year here coming toward the end of the school year. And we also do a summer program. I just want to mention that as well. We do a summer program for 3 weeks as well at each of the elementary schools. And so keep your ear to the ground and listen from the schools for more information on that.
What type of, I guess we could say, subject seems to garner the most interest among kids? Because you guys, you span over a wide variety of topics. I mean, it's not just one thing.
We do. Science is pretty pretty popular. I know at Creekview, I'm into blowing things up, if you will. We do baking soda and vinegar rockets. That's been a very popular thing to do at Creekview and some of the other schools. We cover, like you said, we cover a wide range. One of the things that sometimes gets overlooked, we also talk about and teach in a fun way social skills and how to get along and communicate. And we stress communication skills for, you know, that's going to help us for the rest of our lives. Just a wide range of topics. But science is probably a popular topic. Math, I like to say, with this new MBA Math Hoops is becoming a little bit more popular. We hope to spread this to the other schools next year. It's currently at just Creekview, but we're talking with the other site coordinators that we will be doing that at the other schools and competing with each other, so having a little healthy competition.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I don't like math, but there's always something that you can tie into math to make it fun, right? I mean, if we're talking about statistics in sports, it's fun. If we're talking about statistics in anything else, it's boring, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm definitely not a math guy.
No, I'm not either. I'm definitely not either. I know the kids also had a pretty unique opportunity. Of course, we're wrapping up the legislature here in the state of Utah. I know it closes this week, but the kids had an opportunity to actually go up north and get some interaction on the Hill, right?
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. Mr. Thomas, the principal there at Creekview Elementary, as well as staff, were able to go up with about 30 kids from third to fifth grade. Our peak kids were able to go and Creekview was selected to represent the Carbon School District and kind of present what Carbon School District is doing. So it was a great opportunity for Creekview and Carbon County in general. So we were represented there as well, very well. And the kids had a good time. They got to actually sit in on a legislative session. So that was kind of fun. I actually have never done that myself. So pretty exciting stuff for kids that age.
No doubt about it. You had also mentioned to me before we hopped on the air, and I think this is definitely something that we can talk about as we wrap up here, the opportunity for volunteers to come in with their specialized expertise as well to offer the kids something, right?
Absolutely. We're always looking for people. We have so much talent and so much wonderful people in Carbon County, and we're always looking for opportunities to share with our kids different ideas and subjects. And so we're looking for volunteers for not only the Rising Raptor program, definitely there, but also in each of the schools. Always looking for opportunities. We have a very special opportunity in Creekview. We do a reading program in the morning, as well as we read with the kids throughout the day. We have something that's called Flood Group. So there's opportunities just to sit and read with the kids or listen to them read and just get to know the future of our county, these great kids that we have in all of our schools.
If anyone needs more information on how to become a volunteer, what's the best way to go about getting more info or actually becoming a volunteer?
So if you'd like to volunteer for Creekview or any of the other schools, you can actually just send me an email and I can get that to those that need to. My email is parkerj@carbonschools.org, or you can call Creekview Elementary directly at 435-637-0828.
Jimmy, before I let you go, anything else you want to add today?
Sure, yeah. Actually, one thing I forgot. I'm just looking at my notes here, and I would get a lot of flack from the teachers at Creekview if I didn't mention we also have a school-wide STEM activity that we're doing, and if you'd like to check it out, you can come anytime and take a look at that, but it's called Trout in the Library, and we received 300 trout eggs from Department of Natural Resources, and then Trout Unlimited provided the fish tank at no cost to us. And so it's an opportunity for the kids to learn the life cycle of trout, also to learn about just wildlife in general, as well as some of the teachers have used this opportunity for them to journal and to write about it and to just give them other opportunities to learn in a very different way than your typical classroom style, if you will.
It sounds like a very unique opportunity for the kids, and I'm sure you guys are always welcoming kids, right? I mean, every kid at the school is welcome to join in on this.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely meant for each of the kids, and the teachers bring them through, and we get to we provided them with an opportunity to come up with a solution. We have to keep the aquarium at 50 degrees, and some of the kids had to come up with a solution. And one of the best ones I heard was just turn the library down to 50 degrees and everybody wear a sweater. So I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, it was a lot of fun to talk about the program and a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Hey, for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.